This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A vigil was held in Miami, Florida last night for the dead and missing from last week's condo building collapse.
When we venture to these unthinkable times, cherished memories and love, may they grow inside your heart.
Martin Langesfeld is among those waiting for news about his loved ones. He said his sister Nicole and brother-in-law were married only 5 months ago.
There's hope. I really believe the miracles do happen. Things like this have happened around the world, and forces, Israeli forces, Mexican forces, the best teams are on this mission right now, and I truly believe.
The work to recover the bodies or rescue those maybe still alive has been deliberate and treacherous. Rescue expert Jeff Saunders with the Texas A&M Task Force says when to switch from rescue to recovery is not based on time, but on information.
Information that's coming back from the canines, from the acoustic listening devices, and all of those other indicators that they're still viable and survivors still on the pile.
Just two additional bodies were found on Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 11. The U.S. military, under the direction of President Joe Biden, conducted airstrikes against what it said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have been very clear, the president has been very clear throughout, that we will act to protect U.S. personnel. And given these ongoing attacks that you referred to by Iran-backed groups